This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Can I ask, is there a video element to this?
Nope.
Are you going to use the video? No. Okay.
Were you going to do something really funny?
No, I just had a Zoom. I was going to just do a Zoom background. I thought it would be fun. But
We had some visual gags planned, but we can scrap them. That's fine.
I made a whole thing, but it's fine.
Chuck the props out.
Visual stuff to us is kind of a crutch. And like having a TV show, like sort of the same thing as like.
I find that just like it's fun and it adds and it's quite creative.
It's like comedy,
but,
comedy with a net.
Reliant on that.
Okay.
Whereas, the art comes from having nothing to offer.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm just going to name some artists. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
No, you wouldn't expect you to. Yeah.
But what I would have done in that moment is listed artists with an aesthetic, you know, and you would have realized that actually, you know, a beautiful image or a visual component can actually really add to the art. But that's just
honestly one or the other. There's a painting and there's a podcast and everything else is cheap.
It's actually just like a second layer.
So you get
it's,
it.
It's in all the in a lot
yeah,
of ways.
So you
it's
understand.
Like,
so you understand.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's like it's kind of like it's more creative in a lot of ways. But I see your point.
It's basically like if you had beautiful Lisa, the painting, and you had her then having that you needed to have her say like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm
just totally
Lisa.
Unnecessary. She is saying, hey, what's up? But she's doing it just with that smirking kind of her face is doing something, is it not?
So actually when I went to the Louvre in France, I actually had an earpod in and I was listening to music while I experienced her. And I have to tell you that multimedia experience was profound in a way that you would
what
never
were you,
imagine.
What were you listening to when you saw Beautiful Lisa?
I can't remember right now exactly what I was listening to.
So it was a profound experience, one that the artist did not intend, and you can't recall the specifics of it. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to just like say that it's not good or creative. It just that, but like I see your point, but it's like it's you know it's kind of just like cutting things out. But I see what you're saying.
And I just want to say, for Zachary, as we start this, this is a podcast, so we are going to need you to be able to come up with specifics, especially when you prompt them.
Yes, you couldn't name a single visual artist, and then you also couldn't name any music. And for us, that really is going to remove so many options for us.
And these were both concepts that you introduced.
Yes, so when I set it up, I should probably have an idea of where it's going.
It doesn't have to be good, and frequently you'll find when we're doing it on the show, it's not. But the fact that you just have even a sort of a placeholder idea in there, I think is going to get us to the finish line so that we can at least
That's American comedy for
something.
You, though. That's an American. In Australia, that's not how we do it here, but that's very office or like a Michael Schur kind of mentality, I guess. Mm-hmm.
American office versus British office. Or I guess British Empire office. Mm. They introduce a concept and then just like let it drift away. Just watch it kind of float away for a long time.
It's what's not said. You know, I believe there was a British playwright who I can't recall the name of right now.
I could feel that you weren't going to have a playwright's name.
But do you know what's crazy?
So painful.
I was thinking Harold Pinter, but I chose not to say it. That's the sort of comedy I'm talking about here.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Having something there, having a joke, a specific, and then choosing to instead to do nothing at all. That is, can we just do the thing? Can we just play the
theme
song?
Can we just do it? Can we just go, Kevin?
So I peace. I got out of there. I
deuces, Latro.
I'm at you know, it's a place where you bring your TV in to paint your own TV.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Beautiful idea.
And I have this like very
so powerful
where I paint Scrappy Doo on the screen in kind of a let me at him pose.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had an idea that like to fit him in certain other into like Pacific Rim.
And which TV? And I'm sorry, which TV? Because you have your Sharp, your Sanyo, you of course have your TCL, and then last time I was there, you were eyeing an Insignia that I thought would have looked very handsome on one of your walls.
This was a Toshiba.
Okay, he said
that is,
it.
Is it was a Toshiba?
Flex on him, please don't
Toshiba
mind my drip.
Deep. It goes very, very deep.
Yes, yes. One of the thick ones goes yes. all the way back.
And I bring it in. I paint it. I play Pacific Rim on it. It works perfectly. It's so funny to see Scrappy Doo like fighting these guys,
punching
these huge
the
guys.
Monster.
Yes,
you know, robots.
And then they're like, okay, thanks. We have to fire this. They like burn it up.
Okay.
And
weird.
And they're like, see ya. And I'm like,
okay,
I don't get to
strange.
Keep this. Is my TV. I don't get to keep this. I made this for myself. And they're
and
like,
they
no, we give it to
it.
An we give it to an old person.
Okay, sorry. So they destroy it or they give it to an old person?
They fire it. So it's not they actually like set it on
fire.
Fire
it in the kiln.
They put it in the kiln, yes. And that bakes Scrappy Doo onto the screen.
Oh, and Scrappy Doo and Charlie Day will be permanently fused together in that case.
Yes. And so that was another issue, is it also bakes whatever is currently on the screen from Pacific Rim onto the screen. And it was Charlie Day. It's like, I don't want...
That's not your favorite part.
I don't want him to be fighting him.
Mm.
It's not funny.
It's not funny to punch Charlie Day. That's punching down. To punch a kaiju? Okay, now we've got some comedy. But we really shouldn't talk about Pacific Rim the whole time because we have these guests that are...
But isn't that interesting for who we have on
no,
the show?
No, it's so perfect,
guests
right?
Guests actually from that part of the world.
No,
which
from
is
the section.
The first time that we've ever done this. It's Auntie Donna... who are these three gentlemen who actually have their own names as well. And this is a group of some kind.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
And what about this? Like, what is, like, talk about what it is and, like, what it, like,
just
talk
go.
About this.
What
yes.
the, you know, what is Whoa. This?
Because I look at this and I'm like, what, like, tell
no,
me what this is.
I'm almost pissed when I see it because it's so, yeah. you know, it's so
yeah.
confusing.
So good. Wow. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough, it's a big question to open with, you know.
What, and
what
who's this? Yes,
what yeah. are we? What do we
and
do?
And who is this? Who is this?
And who is this?
Who are you?
So who am I who's specifically?
Who's yes.
speaking? You know, yeah.
I'm my name is Zach. Okay. Now I'm okay.
I'm Mark.
Okay. Okay. Very okay. similar. Very similar.
And yeah. Bro.
And Broden, yeah.
Yeah.
And now that is a different energy, which will be great for this ongoing.
I thought we were going to do
it. Mr. Bad.
With, yeah. Sorry, we spoke about coming on with and trying to sell
sorry,
it
did, I'm just touching on. Just there, but yeah, I'm sorry. I was just called, I was just referred to as Mr. Bad. By one, I guess a co-host of the show.
I'm actually
probably
the host.
The main host. I'm the sidekick, yeah. and Kevin's something of an MC character as well, so he's really more of an official host too.
Oh, I meant nothing by it. There's nothing, you know, co-host. A co-pilot is no less a pilot than a pilot is a pilot.
It is. They don't get to touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to. I mean, they basically.
They have stuff to touch, but it doesn't do anything to the plane. They just give
right,
them kind
right.
of like, it might as well be like a children's toy. They just have a little.
I didn't
board.
Know that.
They have
I
to go to the
that.
Bathroom constantly because it's very important that if they do ever take over, if it ever yeah. is happening that they have to take over, they cannot need to go to the bathroom. So even if
yeah.
they don't have to go,
yeah.
they have to try to go to the bathroom every like.
It's mainly why they're
three
there
minutes.
Is so that if there is an emergency, there's one pilot who definitely doesn't have to go to the bathroom.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I did. That's I okay. did know that. I did know that. I read it Zach in
it.
Books.
Zach yeah. knew it. Mr. Bad didn't. So that's interesting.
It's sort of one of the dynamics that we'll play off on stage yeah. in our sketch comedies.
I'm very much Sweden when it comes to these things. I didn't really know.
Quiet up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just sitting You've on the fence because really I don't like yeah. to like I like to avoid confrontation. That
no,
kind
I
of
forgot
thing.
You were even here. Mark.
Gives me a lot of get a lot of anxiety and stuff. But
you're,
yeah.
yeah, you're in the middle. Okay.
So the stage. Like, wow, we're doing this for real, huh?
Oh,
this
yeah.
is happening.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
Wow. Do you do live stage sort of comedy?
Yeah, we've actually done two entire tours that were five shows total.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. It's there's nothing else, is there? There's nothing else. When that curtain comes up and you go, okay, this is us. We're in this together. This is a room.
The connection, this room, the community that you form there, it's your own little world. The whole rest of the world just disappears and you're just communing with the audience in this way that is like, it's very erotic, isn't it?
Well, it's the new religion in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Do you can we let Mr. Bad finish?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Bad.
Give Mr. Bad some room to...
No
talk
worries.
About the erotic aspect.
Mr. Bad here. No worries, Mr. Bad here. I often think when I go out there, I wonder who's sitting in the back row tonight. Mm. Who's back there? Who's going to go home and become the next Mr. Bad? Who's going
that was
to
you.
Go home and change yeah, right? the way people think about theater? And
I do the show for the back 2.5 rows.
Right.
And all the rows in front of that don't exist in there. And I actually basically could just as well piss on them because they're such goody two shoes. Oh, here I am. I'm like right up on the stage and they're so thirsty. And to me, it's like, I want the person who is actually already had been slaked.
Because you watch them, you watch the back row, and they're like arms folded, and they're like, "Okay, prove it."
Yeah,
right.
This ain't gonna make me laugh.
Show me something, right?
Mm-hmm. We were performing very instinctually for a number of years, and then
exits right there, bro. Sorry to interrupt, but this is what the back row is saying. Exits right there, bro. I can walk there anytime I want. You know, go ahead. What were you
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And that was, and we found that we were all going to the back row, right? Because that's when you're a performer, you're hungry for that. Mm-hmm. And we actually had to sit down and we said, look, let's split this audience into three. Mm-hmm. Let's not deny that front 2/3 what they came for. So that's where Broden really took the Mr. Bad mantra. He's our back row boy, as we like to call him.
Oh, wow.
I'm the front. I'm there for the front, the book smarts.
And I'm feeling that, yeah.
I'm in the middle. Yeah. I get the middle. That's Mark sort of where
I
sit.
Oh, Mark, there been, you are. Yeah.
Mark yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, so quiet.
So quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tend to not just sort of like waffle on. I tend to speak when I have something to say, you know, that kind of thing. Not. You know, this podcast is very different, I understand.
Yeah. And so far you've been saying just like, and here I am. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
And in the middle. Yeah.
But that's big. That's really important. Talk about performing in Australia. So Australia, I assume, is unique from a performance perspective. This is a country of 300 people spread out over the territory the size of Africa. So how are you, like, is it just sort of one by one you're getting to everybody? Like, how does this work performing live?
That's a big question.
Oh, wow. Another Mark, did you want to take that, man? I know you missed a middle, but
No,
he doesn't want to do that.
Mark's passing on this one, so we'll get Mark later, we hope.
Who knows?
Because that's the crazy thing. You're going to get three different answers, you know, from Mr. Bad. I don't know. I don't know what we're going
to get. Well, we're going to get at most two different answers at this point because Mark is declining to answer. So, like, I know you're sort of the brain.
I can answer if you want. I can answer if you want, but you're not going to like it. Mm. I'm trying to hold my tongue here because performing in Australia, it's something else, all right? Yeah. And I don't want to upset you.
That's kind of what Hayes said was that it must be
something. Yeah, it was, like, different. I was sort of talking about how it was different.
Yeah, that was the question itself.
I missed that. I'm sorry,
You didn't hear that.
Had I heard that, I would have been fine to answer. Because it is just a little bit different.
Okay, yeah. The crowds are,
in America, they're sort of one way. In Australia, they're a little bit, they're different.
Uh-oh.
They're different.
I'm sensing a riff coming on. This is when I kind of kick my feet up. I fold my arms and I go, all right, time to enjoy the show because this guy's got...
I'm just clarifying, and I wanted to talk to Kevin.
I said, I got the reins and you're in so fans, all right?
Is that okay? Is it okay to be a bit sillier with this one?
To just unleash an entire riff? Yes, we don't. Within reason, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I don't want to ruin your form, like the form of your show.
No, and I don't want that either. But I do think that guests should feel free to get a little bit silly, especially in these.
Not too silly.
It can't be too much. But
I tell you what, It's a real relief not to have the weight of the show on my shoulders right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we get to just have fun and you really drive it, usually, Zachary.
Yeah. Like, normally you are feeling that pressure of needing to carry the rest of the team.
It's your show, like, yes. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, it really depends on the type of show we're doing. If we're doing a what I like to call a front row show, yeah, absolutely, I'm driving it. If it's the intellectual stuff, the book smart stuff. But maybe we're doing something that's a little rougher, a little harder, if you will. And then we're looking for not the book smarts, but the street smarts. And that's what I'm just going to handball right over to Broden, you know. And that's the
Mr. Bad.
Best thing about working with Dan.
Yeah, I'm noticing even from the Zoom names is that we have Mark is Mark. And Broden is Broden, and Zachary is actually Auntie Donna himself. Yeah. And so, like, that, he has named himself the show, and the show is him. So we have essentially our lead character here, even in the Zoom.
Auntie Donna featuring, yes, Broden, and yes, Mark. But Zach, it sort of goes without saying, he is Auntie Donna.
It might be because Zach signed into the Auntie Donna business account, Zoom, which we spoke about not doing, and Broden and I followed the sort of conversation we had before this about signing into a private account. But Zach, why don't you let us know about that? Why don't you explain why it says Auntie Donna?
Okay, for sure. That's a great, like, sort of thought and theory. Absolutely, yes, I did sign in on the Auntie Donna account. But it's also true that Auntie Donna started as a solo project of mine. It was my character, Great Aunt Donna, living in the house on the hill. And when I folded you into the team.
Wacky family stuff,
Yeah. And when I folded Broden into the team. Oh, thank you. I can't believe you've seen that stuff. Yeah, you've seen the
tape? Families like are some of the funniest. Like,
and my family's Italian, so I know all about that. Mamma Mia's and all of that stuff. Well, that's when we folded Mark in
for our second show. Back then, it wasn't Auntie Donna the brand, it was the name of the show. And for our second show, Auntie Donna and the Italians Next Door, that's when Mark came in. And I tell you that there was sparks there. It was a really wonderful show, that one. I think the beginning of what we are now.
I would love to have seen that.
That naming convention, this is so funny. I was actually watching an interview with Lauren the other day who talked about if SNL had started in a certain time period, in a certain area, the era, it would have been called Mango.
You're joking.
It would have been the show he's would not. Have been named
and
after
Mr. Bad. You know that he's not.
I'm not joking, and I'm saying it like in a very normal, non-jokey way. The
when
show
he's joking, he acts crazy.
The show would have been named after
him.
The character
hang on,
Mango.
No, you, hang you on, know hang who on. This, I don't know Hayes. I don't know Hayes Davenport.
That's fair. That's
not, whoa! Calm down.
Hey.
Whoa. And we're moved into like talking business now, like in the just sort of like conversation naturally.
Naming shows, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
This kind of thing where it's like, how do you name a show? How do you get a show on the air? Like, who, you know, this producers and TV and all this. I mean, this is what you're doing, right? I mean, you guys are doing it's a show, right?
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We hit the big crazy time. We hit the big. It's a proper show. It's a real show. Real big, big time. Big time show. Big time Hollywood
and,
show.
And Scott Aukerman is producing, right?
Yes.
Scott. Yeah. Scott.
Scott.
Yeah. Scott. Yeah.
Mr. Aukerman.
Yeah. Well, we just call him Scott. Yeah.
Comedy Bang Bang Zone.
Yeah. You're friends with him.
Yeah, good friends. Good friends. He saw his stuff and just went.
Oh, he reached out
to put this. Well, he saw we were doing a show. We were doing a live show, and he came. He saw the live show, and his reaction to that was, "I have to work. I have to work with these boy, these funny boys." Because he said to us, "He's like, I see in you what I saw in me," and we.
So
said,
he, I'm you're, just sorry. My question is, he reached out to you. He saw the show and like he reached out through like your reps or like what happened?
Well, his people is a man named Dave Jarkowski who works.
Yeah.
For
oh, no, I know. Don't. So you have Dave to tell Jarkowski. Me who Dave Jarkowski. I actually had.
Yeah. Well, he works for Comedy Bang Bang. He's one of the producers.
I no,
awesome,
him.
Funny guy. He's so cool. So
I so know great. Who he is.
Had us over his house. Shot. We had burgers and
the name. I know. I haven't had audience with Mr.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, I would love to. And it sounds really cool. And I've heard a lot of people who've met him, and they say that he's like just the best.
But yes, you're raising your hand, Mr. Nasty, Mr. Beth.
I don't want to stop the show. This is funny, and I'm really happy to have come on.
It's some of the funniest shit ever. It's like,
well, it's not even trying to be like. That's what I think is so awesome. Is like none of us are trying to be funny. I haven't tried to say one single funny thing the whole day.
I just want to point out. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but the Zoom names seem to be changing a bit.
In what manner? Like what?
Well, for example, you, Sean, your name's now. You've put your name as Auntie Donna. And then obviously the producer of the show, Kevin Blartelt. Mark has put his name as that. And I'm just, am I being pranked now or what are we cracking jokes?
I honestly, I don't know how to do that.
Okay. And Zach's changed his name to Sushi Friend.
Now that was for the guys. That's a bit of a joke we have with Dave Jarkowski. I just thought I'd do that. But
you said like you had sushi, burgers, but there's like a sushi.
The one time I saw him, he was coming. I was outside a sushi place and I was sort of waiting.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, Dave
he's
loves
a big
sushi.
Sushi. Guy, loves sushi guy, and Scott too. Scott loves sushi.
Scott does. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a gift.
No. He hates it as a gift. And if you gave it to him as a gift, he'd be pissed.
He'd be so mad.
So don't do that.
You should know that.
He likes to pick his own.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Yeah. He's more of a sushi train man. He likes to get on the train.
Scott's so cool.
You call it a train.
That's his train.
Sushi train.
So Dave reaches out. Is the first meeting with just Dave?
No, so Dave reached out to Kat Dale, who is our management in Australia, and they had a bit of a back and forth.
Management just like for your...
For you.
Like, just for you.
Like you're a store.
Okay.
When you reach a certain level, when you sort of...
You gotta have to go back.
You gotta go all the way back.
So like this is... This is an Australia thing, I guess. In the States, we don't like we're just like we don't have like a person doesn't have like a management. That is like Sean is saying that here is for a store.
Okay, sorry, I thought
so we don't actually have.
This is really a little awkward. I thought this was the Hollywood. I'm pretty sure I know a lot of artists in Hollywood that have. Have what's called management.
So that's so interesting because before the show,
yes,
you had the opportunity.
Bring this up.
you had the opportunity to, and you said you were talking about artists, and you had the opportunity to mention any artist, and you couldn't name a single one. And so now you seem to know so many artists.
Okay.
And so let's see if you can name one now. Let's actually name one right now.
Yeah.
This is very adversarial for
it's actually not. It's just purely
information. We're holding you accountable for what you actually said. If that feels like an attack, that's actually on you, my bro.
Okay, man. That's totally okay. And there are tonal differences in how we converse. You know, Australians, we convert. It felt adversarial. Okay? It felt like you were coming at me, but I totally understand.
Which is on you, which is what I said.
Okay. All right. But when you communicate in that way, that makes
And we were naming an artist. We were naming one artist. I just don't want to distract from what the task at hand is.
Name any artist. Name any artist.
He's showing interest. Quick, quick, quick. And he's showing interest because you said you know a ton of artists, and it's actually polite for him to follow up by saying, well, fucking name one then.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And I'm happy to name one, but like, where's the detail here? What artist? Do you want a visual artist? Do you want
I guess my specific request is any artist.
Bitch, name one.
One artist before... I'm more than happy
come
to
on,
name.
Come on. We were more than, talking this morning I'm about performer. Artists.
I made a Netflix show. Wait, you prepped? In LA.
You prepped for this?
So every morning, Zach and I get on a call. We talk about the artists we like. I don't understand why this is so difficult for him. We spoke for an hour about, like, why are you drowning? What, you're making us look like idiots. Say an artist, Zach. Say an artist. Any artist, Zach. Come on. You said 20 this morning. Why is this hard?
I don't understand what I'm meant to say here. I'm legitimately confused here.
Any Mark. Name?
I feel...
Any name of someone is... Zach!
I feel like there's a lot of people getting very aggressive with me. I am an artist.
Okay, that's great.
Motherfucker,
that's great.
Call
that's...
me aggressive again. Because I've clarified actually that we're being nice, we're being polite, we're showing interest, that any issue you have is with yourself.
As the person who initially asked, I'm good on this. Like, the question was name any artist, and Zach's answer was me. So that to me is like totally cool. And I actually, like, to me, like, that's connecting with me. Yeah. Right,
and thank you for that. Thank you for communicating that. That's all I was asking for was that level of communication.
It's disappointing. We had to push very hard.
Well, I didn't realize that I was included in that list. I assumed
you did, Zach. Of course you are, Zach. Zach, that's the whole point. That's why you're on here.
I don't know if you know about a term called the imposter syndrome.
Do I know about
the imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had a big bowl of this stuff last night. I was deep in the pasta.
And Mark knows about that. Mark's family, except it's
no,
Italian.
No.
Yeah, that's very, very different pasta bowl.
Not
fresh made.
No. We're not talking about impasta syndrome.
Never ending
impasta.
Where
you believe
syndrome.
That you are impasta. Not talking
about
that.
That's a different
that.
Thing. That's a different
We're
thing.
We're talking imposter. I don't think I belong.
You said
here.
It the exact same. The, like,
to me, identical.
The way
to
it
sound.
Sounds when you say it is exactly the same.
Listen, in pasta, you're in a ravioli, okay? You're stuck in there.
Maybe you're a pork and thyme sort of meat mix, you know?
Or just a straight
That's an
beef.
In pasta.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess that. I don't think of pork and thyme or straight beef as necessarily pasta.
You don't put beef in ravioli? No, we're
That's
talking about
in the filling that they do over there.
The filling in the what are you putting in your raviolis?
Me?
What's in your raviolis?
What's in your raviolis?
What's in your raviolis?
This is America, so pizza.
Pizza, you love
pizza. Yum, yum. You my mouth's pizza. Watering at the notion.
Mm-hmm. We put a little pizza in there.
You put a little pizza in your ravioli.
Yeah, a little
just
pizza.
The tiniest pizza you've ever seen inside the ravioli.
So different. So different to Australia.
Well, this is what's so cool, before. These cultural differences. And anytime, Mark, that you want to take that riff and just go.
About how things are different here? Yeah, you just let me know.
You've got an audience. You pull the trigger.
I'm going to grab the reins, and we're going to go down that whole different thing. I've got Yeah.
You need to calm down.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're making a fool.
Mark, everyone else is sitting, I want to say. So, is there anywhere that you can sit during this? Yes. Because you are...
I think that's part of the sitting. Issue, the energy. Yeah.
You are sitting.
Mm. Yes. I don't know why you would say that.
I thought America was the free
okay,
country.
Now it does look like you're sitting, but before it looks... It does look different from the way it was before.
No, I'm sitting.
You said you thought America was a free country instead of a country that was founded to be a prison.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Broden, you might not know this because you're not the book smart one. He's referring to Australia's history as a convict colony. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, thank you for clarifying. Mine's more like, where can you catch
the
train?
And by the way, I think that's great. I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I think it is good.
Do you?
Yes, I do. That's why I say I only talk about stuff I think that is good on the show.
No, this show is all about positivity. Yeah.
I think as a compliment, I like that you can walk into a Walgreens and buy a machine gun.
You landed it there, Broden. You landed it there.
So we don't actually, so that is the kind of thing you asked before about like being silly and stuff. Yes, we absolutely do that. Yeah. But like, I know your show is
do
like.
Do you think that's okay?
You want to talk about differences? Excuse me. Okay, we walk into a Safeway. We'll buy a jar of passata. We'll buy some prosciutto. Maybe
what
we'll buy
was the
some,
first thing?
Some slice. I don't
passata. A jar of passata.
A jar of passata.
Mark, are you standing
I'm
or sitting?
I'm hungry for this now. What does that mean?
Well, a jar of passata. I'm sitting. I'm sitting on a chair. A jar of passata. Well, you don't. We walk in the Safeway. We buy a jar
okay,
of passata.
Okay, so we say Jorge Posada. That was a baseball player. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your version.
You had a jar of passata playing baseball in your things are good. Different. Things that's, are different.
It's
there.
Different. It's different, and we will get into that for sure. We will get into that.
And I think a lot of maybe the tension we were feeling before, there was a lot of aggression. I think maybe some of that was down to misunderstanding. You know, baseball versus. Cricket, you know, passata versus a jar of tomato sauce or gravy or whatever you'd call it, passata, to you is a prominent baseball athlete.
Wouldn't call it gravy.
Well, some do. But again, different.
Different.
Culture. So.
Different.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They finally cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
And back to the cultural thing, this idea of like having a manager who is communicating with Dave. And so that conversation happens. None of you are present for that, or you are?
What's going on? Yeah.
It just happens.
It just happens, and then manager gets to call Mark?
Is it a phone or... Yeah.
It's again, it depends on the type of gig. If it's like if it's like a literary deal, the writing, you know, the art side of things, she's calling me because I'm the front of the room guy.
Yeah.
If it's sort of something a bit wishy-washy, maybe network television, news type interview, she's going to call Mark.
Okay.
If it's like a street fight or a brawl or, you know, that sort of... Killing, that sort of thing. She's going to call Mr. Bad.
Call Mr. Bad.
Call Mr. Bad. Kill.
She hasn't had to yet, thank God. But, you know, it's important to have that delineation.
So you have this, the manager is your representation for art opportunities, wishy-washy network news opportunities.
I don't know what the problem here is. I feel like it's...
This isn't hard to understand. Like, this is so well known about the way managers and things work. It's so odd that you have
It might help you tell us where you are and then we'll go from there, because I'm sitting here going, manager, yeah.
Sure.
And you're going, great. What is this? How does this work? Am I at a Jersey Mike's?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm like, honey... We're at a, you know, it's just basic 101.
Yeah.
It's like you're calling from the moon and we're already at Mars right now. I don't want to be arrogant here, but that's what it feels like. I don't know how the moon even works
anymore.
To
me, it's not arrogant at all. I actually don't understand what you're saying.
It's like for us, we're like on the moon and you're like on Earth, if that makes more sense.
So can I say this then? Earth to Auntie Donna. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But I'm happy to say, like, how it works in America is 7 years ago, you start a podcast. Mm-hmm. It does not work. It's unsuccessful. You end it. You start a different podcast. Mm-hmm. And then you do that one for the next six and a half years.
Six and a half, yeah, years.
And then now in 2020, the way we're doing things is you have a podcast. You don't have any representation associated with it. It does not change into like a TV show.
No, yes, it doesn't.
Book.
And Scott, for example, as somebody who you guys apparently know, or even the Dave guy, is not calling anyone. Nobody's calling you.
We just have Dave here. So there is no one for Dave to really call necessarily.
Yeah, he would just be Dave like calls himself and goes like, hi, I'm, you know, I just heard me.
I don't think of it this way, if I'm being honest. I just wake up in the morning and I go, what's funny today? How can I find truth? And how can I lampoon someone today?
And what is that? And what does it end up being?
It depends on the day. You know,
like just like what's it, but what's like one example,
what's something today or ideally tomorrow, really, for me.
I might wake up and paint a picture. I might wake up and say, we've got to do something about this Trump clown.
So I'm an artist was actually a response to the last question.
So if you wanted another artist, Broden, that was to
Zach's. So this is actually a different question. That was to Zach's prompt. And this one is like, what is the thing you're lampooning today?
There's always a delay with Zoom, and so, yeah.
I'm just trying to explain to you guys, you're talking about I know you kind of people. You're the kind of people who come into a room and you're talking to me, you're looking over my shoulder, oh, where's, you know, someone more important? Who's someone I can talk to now that's going to get me up the ladder? That's how you guys are.
Is there someone?
There could be, but it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. I walk into a room, I can be talking to Brad Pitt. I can be talking to...
Well, he's there, I want to talk to him then. Yeah, I want to talk to him
too. Now I'm trying to explain
based
to
on
you,
your own example, I would want to talk to Brad Pitt.
That's certainly over you. That's your problem. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I walk into a room and
Well, bad example for who you'd be talking to then.
No, I'm trying to... Listen, I'm trying to explain to you. I walk into a room, I'm like, how can this be an artwork? How can this be a sketch comedy? How can this be a Netflix, six-part Netflix series? I think that way. And then everything else is taken care of. We are true creatives. We're not worrying about, oh, I need to send that memo to get the deal. I need to I need to schmooze my way onto Comedy Bang Bang and I need to, you know, send that email. Not how we think.
Sorry, my sound stopped working for a second, but it sounded the same to me because no one was saying anything. Like that was actually real and important. So it sounded exactly the same as when it was working. And for your information, we don't need to schmooze. We haven't been invited on Comedy Bang Bang in over 3 years. So
so we don't exactly need to schmooze to do that. And by the way, speaking of sending an email, what would the email even say?
Okay. See, this is okay. All right. I know what you're getting at right now. I know what you're trying to ask.
Oh, please.
No, it's like you said an email, so it's like what exactly would even like the wording of that
Seriously,
email be?
Like this crazy example of like an email. It's like, okay, what would the email even say if you even know what you're talking about?
What are we even talking about? Who's this email to? Is this an email to Dave Chagas?
That's exactly.
Exactly. You don't know. You're making it up. There's no email.
Because I don't even know if I can help you right now. I think you're asking for help. I think that's what I'm identifying.
Well, let's see. Like, let's honest, I'll bet you can't either, but like, let's see if you can. I'll bet you can't.
Hey, easy to settle. I'll tell you. Easy to settle. Say what the email would say. Then all of a sudden,
I can tell you the last email I sent to Dave Jokowski, the most important producer in the Comedy Bang Bang office. I sent him an email last week. Do you know what it was? It was like, hey, watched any good movies recently? That's the rapport. That's what's happening.
Personal relationships.
We leave the business to the lawyers, to the representatives. That's how you get ahead, boys.
But guys, the easiest, like, I mean, look, if you want to make it in this biz, right, just follow our example. Get Scott. You guys are good guys. We've heard your podcast. You're full of spunk. We think you're very funny. If Scott heard what you were doing.
That's so nice.
Seriously, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that.
Just get Scott to listen to your stuff. He came, he saw us, and he went, this
is
great.
Anything
and then
else.
He made a Literally team, and then he got us else. Money. If you get Scott, well, look, because Scott, no, he's got good taste. So if he hears something that he likes, he's going to want to make it. He heard us, and he went, I'm giving them a Netflix show. He rang Netflix.
He has a podcast sort of group, doesn't he? A podcast channel, yeah?
It did for a long time.
Like a podcast type thing. And email him about that. Say, hey, we've got this podcast. We'd love for it to be on your channel, on your podcast group.
Yeah.
And maybe from that it could evolve into something else. You know, that's something you could try.
Just get him to hear it. Just get him to see it. Make him aware of it.
Again.
There's something
else. If you have any other suggestion.
Even something that sounds a lot harder would actually be better for us.
What Scott, so just to like a little, we've been doing this for a while. And so like a little history on Scott and like his podcast group. He did start a podcast group. He sold it for $300 million and he has been using that money to finance shows on Netflix for $15,000 at a time. So he'll give he'll make your show for $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all Michael, of that money Michael is Bolton. On screen. I mean, it looks great. Yes. A Michael Bolton comedy show, your show, you know, and keeping the powder dry also if another show comes along.
What powder?
Sorry, what powder?
So, yeah, sorry. This is like, this is another like cultural thing. We say like, you keep the powder dry because this is what we put on our pasta here. We put this like very kind of, it's like a little stinky, but it's cheese. Like, yes. Yeah, so that, yes, cheese. Exactly. There you call it cheese. Exactly.
It's cheese, but here, I call it gunpowder because it's what makes the pasta really pop.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what Broden was talking about. You're putting gunpowder on pasta. You know, we had a conservative leader said, no more gunpowder on pasta. That's how it works in Australia.
His name was Tony, right?
It was Tony Blair. And okay. Tony Blair just said, no more pasta.
Weird having a president named Tony.
President Tony.
Yeah, President Tony. But we love President Tony.
Nanny State.
You know, we love President Tony here.
And he took all the gunpowder off your pasta. And no one had anything to say about that.
Mr. Bat, are you going to get in trouble with your nanny and your nanny state?
Oh, wow.
She'll spank you. So you have to have a babysitter, basically?
Yeah, basically a babysitter.
That's really fun. That's really fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I'm having a time of my life.
We go to the doctor in Australia or we go to university in Australia and they give us money. They literally, you sign up for university and they say, here is $500,000 and you can do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works in Australia.
And if you play every card exactly right, you use all the money just how you're supposed to, you might, if you're lucky, get 6 episodes on Netflix in America.
It's in the Constitution.
That's the Constitution.
That's the Constitution. Whose Constitution?
Mine.
Australia's Constitution. Mark's Constitution.
Mine. My Constitution.
Now, Mark, if you want to stand up again, that's okay. Like, you have got...
I am standing.
You are now standing.
You are. Okay. It's so hard to tell. We can only really see your chin. So... It's so interesting because I was getting very excited the entire episode to hear you just go off on the difference between America and Australia. And then the homie sushi friend down here decided to just light it up with all this stuff about the healthcare and education. And I feel like that's got to have taken a lot of the meat off the bone for you, no?
At university, which we hear, we say at
college,
the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
So this is what you call your university?
We don't say like university. We say the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Of Nevada, Las Vegas.
It's those subtle differences, you know?
It's different. And I don't want to...
Imagine that's
funny
for your audience.
I don't want to take pasta off Mark's play here. So like if you... Now is the time if we're going to do this.
Never take... I'm going to tell you and I'll come after you.
No,
if
don't
you take
get me
off my plate. I will.
Don't get me.
I will.
Don't get me, because
I love pasta and I'll
either.
Come after
don't
you.
Get me either.
I'll tickle
don't
you.
Don't get haze.
I will. I'll get haze.
I don't want you to.
Mr. Bad is confused or something.
Mr. Bad doesn't know what to say. He's shocked.
I just remembered something. You guys, like, if you're looking for a leg up, just a little life hack for getting up the ladder a bit.
We love life hacks.
A big thing we do when we go to LA is we do this thing called the water bottle tour. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah,
I think so. I think so.
Sorry. No, Broden, I think you should say they're probably thinking a tour of water bottles.
No, yeah, they're going to have a water bottle factory. Don't have a water bottle factory. Yeah, they make the water bottles.
No, I already said I know.
Yeah. What is it?
A water bottle tour is you go, because they call it like, I like to call Hollywood Hollow City sometimes.
Hollow
City. There's so much. There's so much just like fake stuff going on.
Fake
phony
stuff.
Balonies fake is what we call them in Oz.
Phony baloney. Yep.
Oh, we love your show.
Right.
Oh, you guys are stars.
When you guys are the sklars, yeah.
Oh, my favorite part of your show is this part in the first 15 minutes.
We get that too. People are always like, we love this. We have heard it. Like,
yeah, Mark did it 10 minutes ago. Meant a lot to me.
But the water bottle to it, you're going and meeting all the execs at the different offices, and they hand you a water bottle.
You have to drink
when
it.
You come in.
You have to drink it.
You don't have to
it's
drink
a race.
It.
No. Oh.
You don't have to drink it.
No, you don't have to.
You can't. You're allowed to.
You can't even open it. It's stuck.
No. So it's just a normal... You've done the water bottle.
Yeah, I have. And
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. We've all done it, right? Bottle doesn't open. It's stuck.
And what is that? Kevin's like, what is this? I've never done this before.
Look at Kevin. He hasn't done it.
Look at Kevin.
It opens. It's just a bottle of water.
Of course. Of course it opens. And whether it's empty, there's nothing in it.
No, it's totally empty. If there's something in it, it's not water.
And Kevin's like, I thought there was supposed to be water. There's nothing in there.
Forget about the water bottle bit. Forget about the water bottle bit.
It's your idea.
Forget about the water bottle bit. Forget about the water bottle bit.
Forget about that because sometimes, Broden, are you just going to mention, they sometimes also offer you a coffee.
Yeah, you can get a coffee or a water. But they call it the water bottle tour. But I think it's more just a
coffee bottle.
Coffee's in a bottle now. And I'm going, okay, hang on. This is why this town is so messed up.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it is.
What do you said yeah and what do you said no?
Guys, focus.
What is it? Sushi Friend said yeah and Kevin Bartel said no.
I'm really sorry about that. I'm really sorry that one of them said yes and no. We like to be nice and unified on most things. We'll talk about this afterwards. I'm really sorry about that. Can we offer you a free drink or something like that or a muffin or something?
I take a muffin.
Now, how does that... Are you all... Did you all move here? Are you all... you're not... Now, Mark, you're nodding and shaking your head.
Yeah, no. So, no.
Yes.
Yes. No.
You're back in Australia.
We are back
in
Australia.
Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah. Let Mr. Baird tell you what happened.
What happened, Mr. Baird?
Tell him. But before Mr. Baird starts, though, he's an unreliable narrator. So we can't trust everything he says.
And here's the book smart stuff again.
We're in LA. We're living large, going to the cinemas every second night and, going to the Hollywood, to Arnold Schwarzenegger's gym and drinking smoothies out of, whenever we want. And then a little thing called COVID happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jargo, I call him Jargo, Dave Jargowski, and his team are like, get home, get safe.
Get home and give this to Tom Hanks now, today, right?
Well, didn't get it.
Because who's above Scott on the ladder, right? Mm-hmm. We all know. Like this, I feel like this is like,
thin up there. You look. Scott looks up. He doesn't see but one set of feet, and it's Mr. Tom Hanks.
Woody himself.
Mm-hmm. And it says Andy on. That's all he can see. He looks up. He sees freaking the word Andy on the bottom of a shoe.
Yeah, and Woody's a cowboy. So think about that.
Think about this.
Think about that. And he's made of plastic. Which I think is important to note.
Vinyl.
Not really.
Vinyl.
Some, but not, mostly not. But yeah.
I think of it more of as a metaphor for sort of that plastic,
absolutely
fantastic.
Credit card.
But it's not about how you think.
Point.
Yeah, it's not about how you think about it. It's the material is what the material is.
I guess it's a sort of the difference. I don't want to be aggressive here. I don't want to come at you, but metaphor, simile. These sorts of notions, this is what differentiates an entertainer from an artist. And
I have been unable to mention a specific yourself.
Mm-hmm. You've got the one example. I guess Mr. Bag got lumped in there at one point.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
take the phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone's got a phone call.
All right, I'll go.
I think it's his doorbell.
I think it's his doorbell.
I think it's a delivery.
That's what it sounds like over there, huh?
I believe that would be Netflix.
So Netflix, they were so happy with our six-part series. They're hand-delivering each of us some free AirPods. So
they said to us, we got an email this morning that said, guys, we are so happy with how the trailer launch has gone. We're sending you free AirPods. And those AirPods, they're going to be delivered to Broden right now. And we're not fucking around either. You're going to see. He's going to come in. We're going to say, Broden, get those AirPods. And we will fucking prove you. I see your doubting eyes.
No, I'm just wondering if they're Apple brand AirPods. If they're AirPods or if they are wireless headphones, which we have been provided with those two by Ray J's company.
Our understanding is that they are AirPods. But look, there may be confusion there. But
it could be. These ones look pretty similar. The artist Ray J, and that's actually an artist that I can name very easily, buy advertising on our show for these wireless headphones that do basically look exactly like AirPods, except they're huger. They're huger and they're a different color.
And the speaker came out and it was very sharp. And if it had come out inside my ear, I think I would have had to go to the hospital.
A little piece came out of Sean's, and if it had gone into his ear, it would have very gradually.
I'm forgetting the name of the company. It may have been called Raytheon. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to forget the name of the company here. It's really important to get that plug in.
We're shouting them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
You were saying COVID happened.
Mr. Bad was saying that.
Mr. Bad was saying that.
I noticed Mr. Bad read everyone's name when they changed it, right? But then mine, he actually has not been wanting to read.
And Mark has done one as well. He has returned for some surprises, new surprises. I don't know how to do it, but I could have done some good ones.
You've changed your name to Mr. Even Worse, which is great. It's a fun little Zoom name. You don't just become Mr. Bad.
Don't feel too good, huh?
I don't feel awesome, but I'm telling you that you don't become something.
Neither
just
do
by
I.
Changing.
I'm not feeling well. I am not feeling good. Some stomach cramps.
What have you been eating?
I ate a frozen pizza right before this, really fast. It was a little bigger than I thought, too.
Had you cooked it?
Did you eat the whole thing?
Parts of it were cooked first?
Which one is it first? Because if we're
there's two questions. You're a professional, Mr. Even Worse. Field both fucking questions. You can't get too hot, too political for you. Just answer both questions.
I finished it. No, it wasn't too hot.
Take your time.
Yes, parts of it were cooked.
Oh, just answer. Was it hot?
He just said.
I answered
parts of it were hot.
Parts of it were hot.
Everyone's
for sure.
Everyone's talking at the top of each other. Was it big?
Bigger than he thought.
Yeah. Just asked
and
answered.
Did you eat the whole thing? One go? What's going?
Yes.
All right. So here we are now at the end of that. We're all happy. We're all friends. Hey, this is good. We're having a good time.
Me too.
We're all happy. This hasn't been hostile. We're having a good time. We've got a show. No show for you, but that's okay. I'm sure it's coming. You know, everything's... Broden got AirPods.
Mm. Not AirPods. They're Jabra Elites.
Jabber Elites.
See,
okay.
I told
so this
you.
This is what we. This
no,
is
no,
exactly
no,
what
no,
we
no, 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 no,
no,
Broden, what? Who was at the door? Netflix was at the door, right?
No, it was a delivery of a scarf, if you must
know. Okay. All right.
That's not an AirPods Broden. At all.
Oh,
it's,
man.
Like,
Broden,
it goes
fucking almost
us
the
right
opposite
now,
of AirPods.
You fucked us, Broden. You fucked us
hard, bro.
Why?
We were telling them that Netflix
phonies.
That's the gift from Netflix.
Is off on you.
Is one scarf?
What kind of
share?
Scarf?
It's a scarf my friend got for me.
That's really sweet,
Broden. You got a chance to save this year because we look like a pack of phonies right now.
I don't know what you want from me, Zach.
Later today, Netflix. Okay, you just got to listen here. Be careful with your answer. Is going to deliver a package, Broden. In that package, there will be something for you to keep. Broden, what is that something?
Broden, there was an email this morning.
He is being
from
careful.
Netflix.
He was told to be careful, and he's being so careful.
There was an email this morning from Netflix. In the email, Broden, what did it say? It was a gift, Broden.
Broden, come on, man. There was an email from Netflix. We were both busy doing PR this morning. We were on Sirius XM, and you were on Australia's equivalent of Mark Moran. But we found the time.
Mark Moran?
We found the time to read the email from Netflix.
It's backwards. In the southern hemisphere.
I'm not joking. Mark Netflix is calling backwards. Now. Netflix is calling me. I have to go.
Netflix is calling now. Ask them what you're getting for free.
The vowels go the opposite way down the drain.
See, Netflix is just ask them now.
Netflix is calling him now. So if that's not evidence enough that the AirPods, he has AirPods, then
Zach, Netflix is here. I have to go get the package from Netflix.
You didn't say anything. They just said, I'm here on the other end. Don't bother speaking. So this is actually really funny. I actually have Netflix here as well.
Do you?
Hello? Netflix is here?
Yeah. Hi, Hayes. This is Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix, that's so nice. It's so great to see you. So let
did
me just
you
tell
the big AirPods.
Let me just tell you right now. We did get the big AirPods, but we don't want them and we don't want a show and we'll never have your like a show from you.
That steams me up, man. I got to call Jargo and tell him the bad news.
Yeah, tell Jargo to give our you hung up.
They
okay.
Hung up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Netflix is calling me. I'm so sorry. Netflix is calling me. One moment. Hello?
Yeah, hello there.
Oh, hi, Netflix.
Hey, did you get those AirPods we sent you?
I haven't received them yet, but just out of curiosity, are they big AirPods or are they real AirPods?
They're real AirPods. I'm personal friends with Steve Jobs.
Current gen or previous gen?
Previous gen Steve Jobs.
Current gen AirPods or previous gen AirPods? No, not previous gen Steve Jobs. That one's alive. The current gen Steve Jobs is dead. I'm talking about AirPods. Oh, Zach hung up.
So this would for when we do that next time, Sean, muting your own line on the Zoom
would have been better.
That's something we can learn from them because you were still coming in very loud.
Yeah.
On the Zoom.
So if we do it again, I mute my end of the Zoom.
Yeah. Much louder. And Kevin can maybe take care of that later. But just like for the experience of hearing it, it was mostly just hearing you on the Zoom and not so much on my phone.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually. I remember Scott. No,
it's funny. It's like it was Scott. So funny. It's like some of the funniest shit ever. Oh, you mean your thing.
Yeah, no, my thing was really funny, and it does relate to your thing. Is Scott Ackerman? He actually said to us, he was like, "I love how you mute the microphone when you do your fake calls to each other for your comedy."
Big part of what got us the Netflix series.
So that's it.
Yeah. He likes that stuff, but I wouldn't say that to him because he'd be pissed.
So that's what it is, and pissed there means something completely different, huh?
Things are different.
You know, things are different.
Things are different.
Completely different.
And your friend is gone, huh?
He just left.
He's fucked off. Missed that. But isn't that the baddest thing you could do? Is
to just leave? And to like
just leave?
It's bad manners, yeah.
Yeah.
What's more bad than being rude?
He came back.
Broden.
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 We need to. Broden.
Broden. Can you hear us?
Broden, I think your mic's on mute, Broden.
He's looking.
Oh.
He drew something. It's hard to see.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that interesting? What Broden's holding in his hands right now is the previous generation AirPods.
Wow.
Previous gen.
Now, I'm a little pissed.
He went
in,
be honest, and he did, and he does have some AirPods.
And he has some AirPods.
And I've got to be, honest with you. I'm a little bit pissed because are they sending Claire Foy previous generation? That's my question.
Don't worry about the gen.
Just, are they sending the Nola Holmes?
Just be happy.
The previous generation of AirPods. That's my question to you, Mark.
Just be happy that they're there. There's a win here, Zach.
Are they sending Chef and his friend from the taco truck? Are they sending them previous gen? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Did you get to meet Enola Holmes?
Yeah.
So they have a party.
She was pitching the show when we were filming. We went in, we met her, she had a Danish.
Was she clever in real life?
She got my number quick. I'd never seen anyone get my number that quick. Oh, yeah. She figured me out. Lickety splits. It was unbelievable. I was like,
got my number as a turn of phrase saying she worked you out.
She worked me out. And I went, Enola Holmes, any relation to Sherlock? Like half joking. And she went, yes. And I went, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's how she figured me out. Amazing.
Wow. So I was there at the pre sort of pitch party. They had a spread of Danishes for us, and I ate all the blueberry Danishes. And she came
the
in.
The pre-pitch party.
So it's a pre-pitch party. It's a Netflix thing. Party. It's a Netflix thing.
Wow.
And someone was like, "Who ate all the blueberry Danishes?" And everyone couldn't work it out. And Enola Holmes was like, "Well, it's very interesting because there's a shoe print in front of the blueberry Danishes, mm-hmm. And that shoe is like a
sorry. What's the floor like?
It's a dirt. It's a dirt floor.
Okay, so perfect. you can really see the shoe print.
Yep.
Yeah, they're expanding so quick over at Netflix that they don't have time for floors.
There's just a lot of the pre-pitch parties happen in a field. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've got like tech whizzes. That's the difference with other sort of studios is they don't need the floor space for tech. Mm-hmm. So they're like putting up buildings.
Sorry,
at a really rapid rate.
Sorry, I asked.
So she noticed the shoe print. She also noticed the crumbs on my top, and she said, "It's very interesting because you've got crumbs on your top, and because of the crumbs on my top and that and the sort of shoe print, she was able to devise that I was the one that ate the blueberries, and I was blown away.
It was crazy.
Really thrown by that.
And then she had to take a call. I think Drake called her. I think she's friends with Drake. And she was like, I got to talk to Drake. I'm having some relationship problems. So I'm just going to talk it out for my friend Drake. I was like, oh, that's weird.
It was strange. It was very strange.
We have to, like, we really, and Sean is just like sitting quietly and waiting for people to, very politely, honestly, waiting for people to acknowledge his new Zoom name.
New name.
I don't want to wrap up before that. We do have that taken care of. Well, so does someone want to say what it is? Or
I'll leave this up to Mr. Bad. Mr. Bad is the
He hasn't been speaking for a really long time.
Mr. Bad is refusing to speak right now. Mr. Bad is
something about the process
bad.
Of getting that AirPod box
it
at
took
least
a lot
I don't know.
Out of him
there's from Netflix the free AirPods from Netflix call them what they are the free AirPods from Netflix yeah something yeah. about that go on
and like something in that process has stopped him from being able to contribute to this episode in any way.
It kicked his ass. Yeah, it would take getting those AirPods really just beat his whole ass because he's been just a soggy rag ever since he got back.
Okay, so, you know, I'm a comedian as well. I'm a comedic performer.
Okay, okay.
So I feel like if we're going
like to
wrap this up, I thought
we
instead
gotta,
of just...
We got to do it.
Instead of just sort of doing just saying the name, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to talk about... Do it as an impersonation.
I love the build-up, you know what I mean? Like, every house you live in has this huge front porch, and it's just such an amazing big drive. Way to... Yes.
It's a big drive.
Introduce a comedy bit, and I just have to say, like, I really admire that.
Well, it's not a comedy bit. Well, it is a comedy bit. I'm going to impersonate... I'm going to give you a list of some of my favorite artists. And wow. When I give you that list of my favorite artists, you can choose any one of them.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe out of maybe Frida Kahlo.
Okay, and you're looking at something.
I'm just thinking. I am just processing which of the many artists in my head I could go with. Maybe we could go with Claude Monet.
Monet?
So you're looking, every time you think you're looking...
You're looking and reading.
Well, there's a lot of assumptions happening here, and I think Enola Holmes would have to pull you back there and say, you're making a lot of assumptions there. Are you seeing me read right now?
Yeah.
Or are you seeing me just look to the side, have a think, and say, well, maybe I could impersonate Leonardo da Vinci?
So that's who it's we were talking top. About at the beginning. It says Crumb Top. That's his name.
It says Crumb Top.
Yeah, that's the name. It's okay.
And that connects to who we were talking about earlier, which was Beautiful Lisa. And that is the callback. And so to Auntie Dada, I say thank you for being here. We hit it. And to the audience, I say bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.